Thursday, March 26th, Drama Unit Set Painting, Lesson 1, Painting Procedures. Unit Overview, Set Painting. After deciding on the look of the set, a designer communicates with the scenic artist who uses the designer's ideas to create painted scenery. Many of the methods and techniques of handling scene paint are familiar to anyone with training in the visual arts. The difference from easel painting is scale, distance of the work from the spectator, and especially the low light under which the work is seen. Although painting scenery is a highly skilled and specialized phase of creating a setting and a critical part of the scenery process, it should not be intimidating. Like any skill, it takes years of practice to perfect. But the basics are important for anyone working backstage to understand and relatively easy to learn. It is not unusual, especially in smaller theaters when treatment is straightforward, for the technical director or shop staff to either assist or be fully responsible for the painting of a set. Introduction to Lesson 1. Anyone can hold a paintbrush, although any surface treatment of scenery is the province of the scenic artist. The fact is, almost everyone in the shop works with paint, despite having no training as a scenic artist. The majority of the work is not difficult, often no more than painting the walls of a room. Because the scale of scene painting is so large, the scenic artist uses a broad technique, sometimes so broad that clear forms appear only when viewed from a distance. Learning to paint this way may require some slight adjustment in thinking. A basic understanding of scenic design is certainly helpful, as are painting skills of any kind, but not critical. Coats. Before any painting is done, the fabric must be prepared, which is done by applying what is called a size or prime coat and a base coat. Their individual use or omission varies in accordance with the complexity of the design, the nature of the surface, and the painting technique. The type of prime coat used depends on the kind of painting that will be done and how the piece of scenery will be used on stage. If the scenic piece has a hard surface, such as a plywood or luan, that is not covered with muslin or canvas, the prime coat mostly serves to provide a reasonable surface on which to apply paint. Raw wood can soak up a great deal of paint. Better to prime this with cheap white paint than expensive color. The base coat is the underpainting for the final decorative painting and texturing. As a mixture, the base coat is kept thin in order not to overload the canvas. The application and color of the base coat are determined by the finished surface of the scenery. For example, a base coat may be one tone as a basis for a slick, modern paneled wall. It may be a scumbling of two or three tones in preparation for an antiqued, weather-beaten surface, or it may be a graded wash to go under a stenciled wallpaper design. Layering in this way, the scenic artist can use the base coat to start to suggest the final surface. This technique is especially helpful in creating texture or when a particular light source is integral to the painting. Methods of painting. Scenery can be painted in two different positions, horizontally and vertically. The various methods of painting are devised to facilitate painting in either position. A good scenic artist trains in both methods. In either case, it is helpful to have a viewing area some distance from the work to simulate the circumstance of the stage. Painting on the floor is the oldest and simplest method and requires the least mechanical assistance. The use of bamboo poles to hold the brushes, charcoal and markers, and long handles on straight edges allows the scenic artist to work standing up, which helps to take the backache out of horizontal painting. The most essential requirement is lots of smooth floor space, preferably wood because it's easier on the legs than concrete, and good overhead illumination. Although some painting techniques are best employed horizontally, others are accomplished more easily in a vertical position. Types of brushes. The painter's most important tool is, of course, the brush. A good brush should have long bristles and a full shape, avoid hollow centers. The types of brushes for scene painting are classified by the work they do, such as priming, base coating, or lay-in, decorating, and lining. The priming brush is the widest brush, 6 to 8 inches. It holds a large quantity of paint, which makes it good for spreading size and prime coats quickly and efficiently. The lay-in brush, about 4 inches wide, is good for most painting, including base coats and back painting, as well as blending. Brush cleaning. When brushes are cleaned at the end of a workday, attention is focused on getting all paint out of the heel, the part where the bristles join to the handle of the brush. A wire brush can help comb out stubborn paint. After washing, the bristles of the brush should be shaped while damp and left hanging bristles down to dry.